been offered, well, it's, how can I put this, it's sort of, oh, I can't think of the word. It's intimated in the Your Say document that the minor works building at the Ergo area would be a very good project for a community centre, but it's really not suitable. It never was suitable. It's a beautiful building. It's well outfitted, but it's not staffed. It's too hard to work out how to staff it. It's not big enough, and it's on two floors. There are so many problems with that building.
And with that lift.
And it's in the wrong area, which is the, and the lift, yes, exactly. Yeah. And it's in the absolute wrong area because the resolution that was passed back in 2018 by council said that it was the community centre was, wherever it was going to be west of Morford Street, not east.
Mm.
And that's east.
And more importantly, the city living zone now in the southwest corner, which I believe is policy area 33, is located entirely west of Morford Street. So their own area earmarked for residential growth and preservation is located west of Morford Street. It's not in the capital city or main street zones.
Okay, so they're a bit completely out of the precinct.
Yeah, it's in the wrong area completely. Mm. Yeah,
and that's from the development plan too. Mm. Something that was enshrined in a document trying to develop the southwest end of the city. So it's wrong on many levels. Some of the things that the community centre does, I think we could talk about that too.
Yeah, absolutely.
We just made some rough notes about that. It's a drop-in centre, obviously, an information centre, an activities hub for local meetings and social gatherings. It's a place you can get to know your neighbours. It's also very good for people who are visitors to the area to find out where things are and what they can do now that they've come to Adelaide and they're staying. They have art workshops and exhibitions. The free city bike outlet is there too. There's vegetable sharing, the kitchen caddies and the
Recycle bags
that go in them. They're all available there. There's a recycle hub there for batteries and other things. People have access to computers who might not have them at home. There's Wi-Fi, which is free. There are copying, printing, scanning, all of that side of things as well available for people. You can borrow equipment, including the cargo bike, if you need to move something fairly big. And there are gardening tools that are available. There are information on activities and services for the council. So there's a cross ventilation there of ideas from council to residents, visitors, etc. A lot of groups use the Adelaide Southwest Community Centre, including various not-for-profit groups that can't use their own premises because they're too small for gatherings. There are language classes, all kinds of language classes, English, Arabic, Spanish. There's an immunisation clinic that's run from there. It's very well serviced for the area. Health and well-being, you've got yoga, Pilates. There are so many other things that happen there, you know, that it's just going to be missed so much.
And the important aspect of that is having such variety, it means lots of different people clap eyes on one another and usually get introduced so that when they're out on the street, they think, oh, that's a familiar face. And over time, people get to know each other. If you split things up or encourage them to rely on their phone to get all the information, you lose that, what we think is the formation of friendships, networks. The understanding is, I don't know how to answer your question. Oh yeah, usually I get an answer at the community centre. And the number of times when I did work there, that people who were familiar with the centre would bring in someone they saw in the street looking puzzled to say, come here, they'll find out for you. Was always quite exciting that you think, oh, it's really working. People are using that centre as a pivotal place for their local community. And so it may vary with a bigger premise what else you do there or how you do it and all that, but the underlying strengthening of the community is you get to know people because you pass each other and pause and talk at the community centre. So we need a place.
We need a hub, basically. Yeah.
What you do would fit into just so many levels of the council's vision for what they do.
Well, that's very true.
We're trying to point that out.
We've had various things that have popped up with our rates notices talking about how council wants to enhance the community.
Yeah.
Even the Lord Mayor has launched into print in a few brochures recently, and it's all very encouraging. So we're kind of hanging out for any help we can get from council to get this thing solved.
One of the key things, a community centre is actually a building.
Yes, that's true.
It's not something that's made up of 10 different drop-in spots where you achieve a common result. Mm. And if we lose that building in the southwest residential area, there is no alternative.
Mm.
There is nowhere for people to go. And it will mean that the only community facility that was provided by council will be gone.
Mm. Mm. So we're really hoping, as you can imagine, Sue, that people participate in the process, that they do go online or get the paper copy of the feedback form and have their say. The second opportunity is the community meeting on Wednesday the 9th of September. From 6 to 8, and we hope that despite the limitations set by COVID-19 of 40 people, that people don't stay home thinking, oh, I'll never get in, but still come and be prepared, you know, to be amongst that first 40, and if nothing else, chat to any councillors that will be queued up.